USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area. Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to take on tyrannical COVID policies and win, thanks to a recent law putting restrictions on companies that mandate the vaccine for employees. Disney has now dropped their vaccine requirement for employees. Any workers fired because of the vaccine mandate could be rehired. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The Biden administration has put it on American taxpayers to fund illegal immigration, drug and sex trafficking, to the point President Joe Biden and Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris should be sued for wreaking havoc on the United States, according to Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, on Newsmax.
It's just fortunate for Biden and Harris that they can't be sued as government officials, because they have wreaked so much havoc in the United States.
The UK Health Security Agency released its weekly COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report in England as of November 18th. The data was broken into 10-year age groups. From the age group of 50 and older, there were more COVID-19 deaths from people who were fully vaccinated than not. 2,823 total deaths were reported, compared to 587 deaths who were unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Biden nominates two new postal officials.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, whose terms are now expiring, Ron Blum and John Barger. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Anti-vaccination protests took place in major cities across the world on Saturday as a backlash to the rising tide of mandates. Protests in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Zagreb, Madrid, Canada, and several U.S. states were noted in the media. European cities saw large turnouts, crowds estimated at more than 120,000 across various cities in France, part of an ongoing series that has now extended for more than 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.